Okay, carry on. So you had David Cameron on Gallows.
We had David Cameron on the Gallows with George Osborne and Nick Clegg. And the idea is you went to work, you could actually hurl shoes, which is a sort of Muslim sort of... Middle Eastern tradition of hurling shoes as a sign of disrespect. And so we had that on the way to work.
Did anyone throw shoes? Right?
Everybody wanted shoes. We never had enough shoes for all the people wanting to throw shoes. And we also had a film crew today and making a short film about our actions today, so that was really good. And then we all had our banners dressed up as lollipop ladies, all the pensioners in the group, and the other groups all wore safety harnesses and lollipops which said, you know, fight poverty, you know, or poverty makes me sick, and on the other side of the banners it said 5-minute protest. We were slow followed by police vans. The police showed up. We had four police vans full of police officers, one armed response unit with machine guns.
You saw the machine guns?
Yeah. And a film crew to record us and to follow us. We thought we'd outfox them when we got to Deptford High Street, but they just went a bit further down. And then we got to the crossing. And when we got to the crossing, we had planned for 5 minutes to cross the road, because New Cross Road is the main artery into London. But then again, we felt that because this is a zebra crossing or a pedestrian crossing, we have the right of way, which apparently we don't, but we didn't know that.
You moved on quite quickly?
We held up all the traffic. We started slowly walking across the road with our chants, no cuts, no privatisation, fight poverty, not the poor. And then suddenly the police descended in all directions, read us the Riot Act, said we must move, otherwise they would arrest us. We were stopping London from functioning. And then we had to get across the road again because they'd, you know, moved us to one side of the road. More police